Welcome to the At YouTube podcast, B-side. That's going longer than most A-sides. We've just started. We're having some technical issues, as often happens whenever I try to introduce new things to the podcast, but that's my want. So I've got with me, I'm Chris, by the way, iChris on Twitter. I've got Matt and Becky. Becky is video-less this time, so don't adjust your sets. And if you're wondering about a video version, what we're talking about, we are sometimes, when the gods align, we record a video version, goodstuff.fm/live, which then gets exported to our Twitch page, to our YouTube page, and there'll be links all over at YouTube and goodstuff.fm/ATU2 to find later. But if you follow the at YouTube Twitter account, they will tweet out when we're live somewhere. I think somebody did, right? I'm assuming that's how
I think I did.
There you go. So, and what we're doing today is just gathering together to chat about, we haven't talked much about the Joshua Tree 30th anniversary. Well, we have talked about it, but just the recent news of stadium details and leaks and stuff. So Matt, do you want to do a quick catch up for anybody who's living under a non-U2 rock?
Under a rock, right. So I think it was Tuesday. It's Friday as we are recording this right now. So I think it was Tuesday night. Ian Ryan from our staff posted into our Slack group this tweet and photo from some weather-related company saying that here's U2's stage setup in Houston. And I was just like, what on earth is going on? This has got to be fake. And somebody's trolling, you know, the Twitterverse. And sure enough, I grabbed the photo and did a little reverse image search on Google, and it had never been published before. So I thought, okay, and that looks like, and so anyway, it turns out that, yeah, they started setting up the stage at, what's it called, Becky? NRG Stadium?
NRG Stadium.
NRG. So if you say it quick, it's like Energy Stadium, but NRG Stadium in Houston. And so they've got stage setup going on, and then the next day, I think a couple people, or maybe just one guy, posted two Instagram videos showing, you know, the whole big, you know, in the stadium, what everything, you know, how big it was and all that sort of stuff. And so, yeah, it's very real. I think there was some suspicion early on that it was all a fake. And then when, you know, 12 hours later, all the tweets get removed and the Instagram videos get removed, that's your kind of clue that it was all very real.
So is this isn't, I'll ask the questions for fans who, like me, are clueless to some of this stuff. It isn't unheard of. Like, so the tour is opening in Vancouver. Why would it be, the stage be being built in Houston? Do we know why that happens, or is that how it always happens?
Well, I'll ask Becky first. Becky, what's the weather down there right about now?
About 80 and warm.
It's usually nice this time of year, right?
It is, although it's starting to get hot and humid. But when I looked at this photo, and we'll get back to your question, Chris, what I observed is that it looks like it was taken at night. And the roof is open. There is a retractable roof on the stadium, and anybody who went to the 360 tour there would know that, because they had to have it open for the Spire. But the weather's nice, and it should be nice in, you know, later in May, I hope. Not. It could be hot, though.
Well, I think, and I saw, the reason I asked you that is because I think that's probably part of it. I mean, you know, Houston or Dallas or, I mean, I think you'd want to do this in an area where you're not going to be bothered by weather and you don't have to worry about storms. And the U.S., like for the last month or so, has had a bunch of storms going through the country, and, you know, there's flooding and tornadoes and all that sort of stuff. So I think that's part of it. They're not in BC Place because BC Place is still in use. There's some event, well, the soccer team, the Whitecaps, Vancouver Whitecaps, had matches up until last Friday the 14th. And then this weekend, there's some sort of big running or fitness related event in the stadium and around downtown in Vancouver. So they can't get into BC Place at this point. And I think they just needed a place where they could start to figure out how to put all these pieces together and see how big it is and how long it takes to build and how long it takes to, you know, strike it when they're done and do all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And I think one of our people, wasn't it Tim, who said somebody was able to drive by and get a little intel. And they said that public tours have been canceled at NRG right. through mid-May, which would make some sense if that's what they're doing. I haven't had a chance to get down there, but I will go this weekend and see if I can do some extra reconnaissance. And I haven't been able to reach some contacts over there actually all week.
Now, just to let you know, the precedent for stalking you two in a stadium during rehearsals was set by our very own Tasula. And I remember a story about her crawling through the bushes to get close to the stadium. So we're going to expect that same level of dedication.
Yeah. I'm thinking, I think Tasula's still watching, but yeah, I think at the very minimum, you're climbing to the top of the stadium to get an aerial view of the stage, right? That's kind of the bar.
Kind of like Lady Gaga did at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Or right. Matt will expense you a drone, actually, if you don't want to just fly a drone.
Yes.
Send it on down.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll figure it out, you guys. There are no bushes hardly over there. It's a big parking lot and a bunch of facilities. Different
just
buildings.
Remember WWTD, what would Tasula do? Okay.
I love it.
So anything in terms of what we've seen thus far that is like, oh my goodness, what's happening with the stage? That's so crazy that fill in the blanks.
I don't know that I saw anything crazy. I was struck by the enormity of it. I mean, that's a big stadium, and that was taking up like, you know, that entire side of the stadium. So that's what stood out to me when I saw the photos and the video. It's just ginormous.
Yeah, I would agree. And looking at some of the different pictures and videos, the setup, even though it's obviously not the same, I think the general setup is what they did for 360 here. I did go to that show, and it was actually really easy to get around the floor on that show here. And it's pretty wide. And so there was a lot of walking room in the back, and you could see very well. I'm willing to bet, like they always do, they'll have good screen coverage, you know, where everybody can see it.
Right.
Although the stage itself does not look like it's that big, but who knows if this is the final.
Like in terms of depth for the band being on the stage, you mean?
Correct. Yeah. Right. I mean, because you've got the B stage, the Joshua Tree there. does it look like there will be anything else?
Yeah. I mean, it kind of looks like I remember the original Joshua Tree stage. It was also all flat. There's no B stage or anything. But there was the little section for the band. And then on each side of them, there was, you know, the two, not video screens, but two fabric screens or whatever you would call them, showing, you know, with the Joshua Tree logo on it. And it looks like that same idea is in place this time, where there's just the middle section for the band and then two walls on each side of them. But it looks like those walls in one of the videos, it looked like the walls was a video screen. So that seems like it's going to be somewhat different.
I hope that is how they do it, because obviously in this stadiums, it's hard to see. And, the screens always help. So maybe that'll be their update. But yeah, it does look like their minimalist stage, you know, back from 1986 and 7. And but I kind of like
there's
that.
Only one.
We're all nostalgic about it, or at least I am.
There's one B stage. It looks like a very large B stage shaped in a Joshua Tree right there. If you're on the video, you can see.
Yeah, on the left-hand side as you face the stage, right? Just sort of...
Right, on what would be Edge's side. So... That's a little different from everybody's been talking about how it's the same stage as what they used at the Salesforce show, but Salesforce had two B stages, which was really nice to give you more rail to stand and lean on. So this one just has the one B stage. But yeah, it's enormous. That's what stood out.
Unless they surprise us and put something else out there, but I don't know. They might keep it very simple here.
There's going to be a big sand dune right in the middle, just like Death Valley. And
right.
Slide up and down it. Four-wheel drive, the whole nine yards. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like it extends that far out into the what would be the crowd either. That's what's kind of interesting to me is the – which, again, it depends on how much when you're doing any sort of retro kind of thing like this, do you go back to the authentic – like obviously they're going to have modern sound gear and modern camera equipment and all that kind of stuff. They're not doing everything in low def.
And where would they put the red zone section, I wonder, too? based on what we're seeing here, maybe to the Adam side more.
No, based on the Ticketmaster things, the red zone is to the, if you're looking at the stage, it's to the left of the B stage. It's that area to the left of the walkway and the B stage over towards where the seats are. I think you know, one of the things that I kind of came to mind was back when the last time they did, you know, the full outdoor tour, I remember them, and you guys might remember this too, they set up the 360 stage. You could go, it was like right outside Brussels where the company's name, I'm spacing on the company's name, but that's where they're based.
Right.
And they were just building the stage right out in the open, out there in Brussels. And I remember fans were sending us photos, and you just drive by and get your, you know, do a selfie and all this sort of stuff. And so I liken this, what we're seeing now, to what that was, where they're just going through the process of learning to build the stage and measurements and doing all that sort of setup stuff. They're just doing it in Houston. And on the 360 tour, the band itself didn't actually see the stage until they got to Barcelona. And I suspect that's going to be the same thing here. Right. They're not going to see it till they get to Vancouver. I don't think there's going to be any like band rehearsals in Houston this week or next week or whatever.
Yeah. That would be awesome, but you never know if they can't do it anywhere else. But I would have to find a way to get there really fast.
Get that drone.
WWTD.
Right.
So we're three weeks out, right, from the tour. Is that right? Somebody posted it's basically as we record.
Actually,
basically
three weeks today.
That's why we planned to record this today. Yeah, that's why we did it.
Yay.
Oh, perfect.
It was organized.
Oh my gosh.
So looking forward to Vancouver. I think all three of us, right, are going to be there. Becky?
Yes.
Thumbs up here.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know lots of the At U2 crew are going to be there, and lots of people in general will be there, obviously. Sold out tour.
And Chris, I haven't mentioned this to you, but I want you to introduce me to Poutine.
I will find Mr. Poutine and introduce you to him. But you introduced me to, why am I drawing a blank? Where do we go? Chicken something.
Oh, what? Oh, Chick-fil-A. That's right.
Chick-fil-A, yeah. Right. Yeah. So
chicken.
Yeah, it's only fair.
Exactly. Yeah. Good times.
Any Canadians watching will know that Saskatchewan, where I'm from, is the hotbed of poutine. So I should be
so Chick-fil-A looks good to you. Yeah. That's interesting. Okay.
But at any rate, we'll do our best to introduce you to some poutine. If nothing else, we'll just go to Burger King and they have poutine too. But we'll see what we can find. we're supposed to keep these short, and I just want to mention, in case you happen to be listening today, tomorrow, as we record this on Saturday, is Record Store Day around the world, I presume. The Red Hill Mining Town 2017 re-release is being released on record. And so if you haven't, and apparently it's also in iTunes. I forgot to check right before I recorded, but you can actually buy it if you want. It's on streaming services. You can preload actually the U2 Joshua Tree sort of 2017 remix or whatever, the whole album, 30th anniversary album. Preload that on Spotify, right? I think is preloading that. And so be sure to check that out tomorrow if you happen to head out to a record store near you. Any idea what cost is on the record? Do we know for folks?
No idea.
Yeah, I called to find out if they had them, and I didn't even ask the price.
I guess some YouTube, if you're buying a YouTube record, cost is no object. Probably you're going to buy straight away.
The vinyl like this,
generally speaking. Yeah, but this
within
one,
reason.
Yeah.
So, at any rate, on Twitter, Lance A. Shart asked or mentioned. Notice there are steps down into the red zone. So, Tsula Live update says $16.99 for the record is what in the USA anyway. So apparently, yeah, steps down into the red zone. That would be, I doubt that they'll have steps that fans can go up and down, but you never know.
Yeah.
Might just be part of the
new
construction
twist
right now.
Yeah. Yeah. You never know.
Okay. Well, thanks Matt and Becky. And, we look forward to, seeing you guys in 3 weeks. We'll be actually recording a special, I don't know if we want to tell what it's going to be. It's along the lines of the Joshua Tree tour. We're going to be recording an episode next Thursday, I believe, time to be confirmed, of the podcast. Hopefully have the video version. There'll be some fun discussions, a little lighthearted episode of the podcast as it relates to Joshua Tree 30 years ago and the band and stuff going on there and some opening acts. So with that, I guess we'll shut it off for now before Matt's audio goes back robotic. And
before I start, singing old songs.
Yeah. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks.
Peace.
Bye.